Strange Adventure.
Lieutenant Bob Sanders stood upon the ice-encrusted bridge of the Coast Guard cutter Stalus and gazed into the frozen waste ahead. Small floes and growler ice churned against the sturdy hull of the vessel as she made her way northward. As Sanders shielded his eyes against the ice haze, he thought of the radio message Sparks had handed him hardly an hour ago. Plane down near Ervik Island. Proceed at utmost speed. Only 2 days ago, his brother's plane had disappeared somewhere in these waters, and all efforts to locate it had been futile. The channel narrowed as the vessel reached Petrov Passage. In the distance, Sanders could see a solid wall of ice stretched across his path. He reached for the telegraph and rang for half speed, hoping there would be a wide enough passage for his small ship to pass through. As the Stalus approached the frozen barrier, Sanders called Ensign Davis, the TNT expert, to the bridge.
Looks like we'll have to blast our way out of this ice trap. Get your men and prepare to lower the boats.
The Stalus hove to, and two of the ship's longboats with Ensign Davis in command were lowered away. In each of the boats was a charge of 200 pounds of TNT. The men rowed toward the small shelf of ice at the foot of the berg. Under Ensign Davis's experienced guidance, the charges were placed and the fuses set. After laying the explosive, the Coast Guardsmen took to their keels in a race with time and death. An iceberg with a heavy charge of TNT underneath it was something to get away from, and fast. When the men in the boats had rowed to a safe distance, they looked back. There was a terrific roar, and a column of water and ice rose 200 feet into the air as the blockading berg disintegrated. But the danger was not yet over. A part of the berg still stretched across the passage. Another charge must be placed, one that would bring the full force of the concussion against the ice. Hardly had the explosives been laid than Bob Sanders, watching his men through his glasses, saw five black specks appear upon the ice near the passage. His heart sank as he identified them. They were men. And the men were climbing over the rocky slope of the island directly toward the place where the explosive had been set. Lieutenant Sanders grabbed at the whistle cord and yanked it hurriedly in the warning signal. The men on the ice seemed to understand, for they turned and raced back from the danger area. Sanders saw them drop to the ice as the second charge exploded. Hardly had the water and ice settled in the newly opened passage than a boat set out to the rescue. A few minutes later, five half-frozen men climbed aboard the Coast Guard cutter. Sanders' heart cried for joy as he recognized one of the hungry, bearded men. It was Fred, his brother. His brother almost fell into his arms.
You fellas got here just in time. My plane crashed on the island, but I wasn't hurt. Then today I saw the other plane make a force landing near the berg, and I helped the crewmen get ashore. We heard the first explosion, saw the berg blow up. But if we hadn't heard the warning whistle, we'd have sure been going ducks.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.